Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I've been watching and looking around all night. Y'all look good. You dress nice. You got the nice threads on. You got the jewelry glistening. Look like everybody got a little piece of that settlement money from Fox News. And that's all I have to say about that, because I'm not going to have Dominion on my ass. I love Dominion. Matter of fact, let me just say right now, my favorite voting machine is Dominion voting machine. When I go to the polls, I make sure it is a Dominion machine that I use. If your election needs the truth, put Dominion in your booth.
So I told you earlier in the week that I thought the Joe Biden White House Correspondents' Dinner was not funny. Generally not even trying to be funny, half of it, but wasn't funny when he was trying. Roy Wood Jr., on the other hand, was it... It was not as good as other years, but I like his style of, like, not just telling a setup and a punchline, but instead telling sort of a joke with a follow-up, with a follow-up, with an addendum. You know, like that kind of storytelling-ish approach, I did appreciate that. And I hadn't had a chance to share this with you, and here it is fried. If I wait too much longer, it'll be completely aged out of the system.
Scandals have been devouring careers this year. The untouchable... Tucker Carlson is out of a job. Yeah. Okay. Some people celebrate it. But to Tucker staff, I want you to know that I know what you're feeling. I work at The Daily Show, so I too have been blindsided by the sudden departure of the host of a fake news program.
I know it's a little painful for people to hear that one for some, but still, I mean, you know, that's fine. You expect it. You expect the ribbing across the board at these things. And that's one of the things I liked about Roy Wood Jr. is doing his job in criticizing both sides.
And for a moment, can we just all acknowledge, can we just all be honest and just say that the Trump arrest didn't hit like we thought it was going to hit? We're so desensitized to scandals now. That Trump arrest, it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. The Trump arrest was like a pot brownie you ate 4 hours ago. And you're like, do I feel justice? This don't feel like justice. Let me try one of them Georgia arraignment brownies. Maybe that'll hit. Okay, that's got some kick to it.
Trust me, there's a good payoff to all this coming.
Can't follow Trump scandals. There's too many Trump scandals to keep up with. Keeping up with Trump scandals is like watching Star Wars movies. You gotta watch the third one to understand the first one. Then you can't miss the second one because it's got Easter eggs for the fifth one. Donald Trump is the only politician whose scandals got spinoffs on Disney Plus.
Like I said, just trust me. You think he's being only against, you know, Republicans or against Trump? No, just wait for it.
I don't know about y'all, but for me, the easiest scandal to follow was the Trump document scandal. That was the one that was easy to follow. It was simple. It's some stuff that's supposed to be in the White House that ain't. And the media, y'all did y'all's job. Y'all jumped on that story. As soon as the Trump document story broke, everybody was down to Mar-a-Lago. We're reporting live from the documents, and we're gonna find them. And then we found out Joe Biden had documents too, and it was like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Everybody got documents. Mike Pence has some documents. Who cares about it? Ooh, look, a Chinese spy balloon. Would you look at that?
Ooh. See? Both sides.
Well done, media. Happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
you feel like, because it's the press corps, right? It's the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner, or White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, how many of them were laughing through the pain, right? Exactly.
Despite the challenging times we live in, I look around this room and I see people that are hardworking. Many of you, I don't even think you should be working that hard. We should be inspired by the events in France. They rioted when the retirement age went up 2 years to 64. They rioted because they didn't want to work till 64. Meanwhile, in America, we have an 80-year-old man begging us for 4 more years of work. Begging. Begging. Let me finish the job. That's not a campaign slogan. That's a plea. Let me finish it. Let me finish it.
There you go. A little taste of the White House Correspondents' Dinner from last weekend. I didn't want to go the whole week and not share those with you, but everything else has just been completely pushing me around on this show and topic-wise this whole week. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. The
Trends. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I know. How dare you? Events. Gah. Like we, you know, open the base, open the skate park, open the road, blah, blah, blah. Massive local news. You know, Roy Wood Jr. just came in second place every time. All right, coming up next, we have the Woe Unto All Who Offend of the Transgressors Memorial Ceremony, where I play a preacher mourning the loss of many things this past week. A woke preacher. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, right. Okay, so as we take a look, do watch for visibility issues that they still look to get that fire, of course, under control in Milton. Mile marker 20 to 21, that's I-10 westbound. You may have some visibility issues. Now, that's the only thing that we're seeing right now. Certainly, if you have traffic tips, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you've got employees, you have to deal with HR, payroll, benefits, you know, health, dental, vision, life, disability. It's fun, right? Great stuff. You wake up in the morning thinking, man, I get to work on benefit plans today. No, nobody does. Because you're normal. The people who are not normal can help you with it. Torgerson Causey. They are fabulously not normal. Like, they're the best at this. They went into business to do the very thing that you personally hate to do. And that's why it's a great relationship. I know, because we've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 5 or 6 years, and they're great. I didn't realize what we were missing when we had our old system with the old, you know, organization. We moved up to Torgerson Causey, and we genuinely moved up to Torgerson Causey. Like, they have been fantastic. Plans and choices we didn't have before, better customer service. I never have a doubt that they know what they're talking about. Anyway, just fantastic. So if you'd like a little bit of help, or you just want to find out if there's a better way to do things for your employees, give them a call. No cost to look at what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the San Francisco Target store, which recently responded to repeated theft of its cosmetic products by putting the entire section under lock and key in plexiglass cabinets. Yes, sadly, the Folsom Street store near the Mission District claims to have been such a victim of organized retail theft that they have no other choice than to secure this area in a clear act of racism, sexism, and anti-woke capitalism. Now, how is it possible in the holy mecca of the Golden Gate City that anyone would fail to recognize the truth that all things belong to all people, and then what Target is calling retail theft is really just the more efficient reallocation of scarce eyeliner and lipstick onto the deserving faces of the downtrodden? Now, some critics have foolishly claimed that the rise in non-consensual redistribution of makeup, among other so-called crimes, has been facilitated by the city's elimination of cash bail for non-violent offenses, and the understaffed police department, which has not replaced the 25% of its workforce, 562 officers, who retired or resigned in the last few years. And even though the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee and the crowbar attack that left Fire Commissioner Dan Carmignani hospitalized might seem to indicate there is a violence problem in San Francisco, of course we, the enlightened, know that the rise in redistributive justice actions by non-paying customers is the result of the citywide epiphany that the only crime that counts is thought crime, and that we are all our brother's mascara keeper. Instead of violating citizens' human rights by locking up their products, Target should embrace the truth that we own nothing and that concepts like private property are just vestigial prejudices held over from the lingering structures of patriarchal oppression, especially when it comes to the entrenched misogyny of cosmetics. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to thank Her Majesty, former First Lady Michelle Obama, for finally re-entering the fray as a nutrition warrior with the announcement this week that she is starting a company that will create healthy food and drink for children.
Dessert is not a right.
The new company, Pleasy, Pleasy, Pleasi, will roll out its very first product, a 75% reduced sugar flavored drink that contains extra fiber, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and comes in vibrant flavors like sour apple, blueberry blast, and orange smash, and will be available online at Target and Walmart.
Yeah, I can't go to Target.
Retailing for a mere $1 per 8-ounce can, this revolutionary product is going to be a game changer for all the malnourished and impoverished children of America who have been clamoring for an unsweetened canister of fiber-rich refreshment at twice the cost of juice and soda.
If it tastes good, you'll eat it, right? You don't care what it is.
So here's to you, Mrs. Obama, for inventing a delightful product that nobody wants, and selling it under a name nobody can pronounce, for a price nobody can afford, at a time when nobody cares. Good for you. Maybe Dylan Mulvaney can be your spokesman. I hear it's available.
I can get an amen on that.
Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate, applaud, honor, lift up, and generally wiggle our jazz hands as exuberantly as we can about the U.S. Navy's Digital Ambassador Program for using Yo Person Second Class Joshua Kelly as their very first representative. Now, before I continue, I must warn you that this message contains the name of a Republican former U.S. president, which many of you find triggering. Cover your ears if you must. We understand. Yo Them Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, is a non-binary they-them Instagram and TikTok influencer who routinely performs in drag while off-duty, including during a lip-sync competition during deployment on the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. There, I said it. You may uncover your ears. As part of the Navy's effort to solve its persistent low recruiting numbers in an overweight culture whose anti-military sensibilities our own order has very proudly helped cultivate, the service is actively reaching out through non-traditional agents to demonstrate its commitment to diversity and inclusion. Of course, what we love about this representation is the message it sends to all the morally divergent and sexually alternate persons in our world that no freak flag flies too far astern for inclusion in our modern military. And now finally, all the fine sailors past, present, and future can, at long last, stop working so hard to deny the callous jokes and jabs from the Army and Air Force about what goes on during shipboard deployments. No more repression, no more pretending, no more consistent uniform standards of conduct. Anything goes in this modern Navy that finally embraces its village people reality.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy,
Yes, indeed, in the Navy, we all need a hand and a feather boa and translucent platform heels. You go, girl! Get fierce, sailor! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, before we dismiss, a few announcements. Carl Swanson is still recovering at home this week after he inadvertently consumed a piece of net-caught smoked salmon that had been stored in a freezer right next to some non-cage-free chicken. I know. Food supply threats are scary for everyone. Also, keep Jennifer Toranelli in your mantras as she is entering her fifth week of being unable to return to work after personally witnessing a male coworker tell a female coworker that she, and I quote, looked very pretty today. As you may recall, Jennifer once had a male suitor very aggressively hold open a restaurant door for her without even asking her consent. She hasn't been the same since, and this latest episode has understandably left her nearly incapacitated with the trauma. And of course, let us not forget Scott Ross, who is still in the hospital after discovering that his employer was paying him 15% more than a female coworker with less experience, lower productivity, and fewer clocked weekly hours. We are so sorry you had to find out you were being paid based on your value to the company, Scott. Immediately following the service, please join us in the Narthex for fellowship and refreshments. Martha Gunderson has brought peanut-free, plant-based, imitation free-range tuna casserole for lunch, cooked with 83% certified solar power, by the way. And Jane Scroggins has brought her pageant-winning, sugar-free, chocolate-free, mid-to-low THC content brownies and conflict-free, fair-trade decaf Nicaraguan lattes made with a blend of pacamara and maracatura beans, steamed with locally sourced latex-free soy milk. Donations are mandatory and appreciated. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
We are our brother's mascara's keeper.
Traffic on the fives with candy. The looks I get from candy are my favorite part of all of this.
People seem to like it. As we roads are fine. As we take a look, do watch for, of course, the brush fire. You may have visibility issues. I-10 westbound between mile marker 20 and 21, of course, as they still work to get that fire under control in Milton. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip or a snarky comment for our funny friend here, you can text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
People always text me and say, how can you do that and keep a straight face? Barely. Sometimes barely.
Yeah, David, my face isn't straight either.
David Wayne is in the newsroom.
Son of a gun.
Well, you know, speaking as a heterosexual male, my face is always straight. Come on now. That's so bad. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
Don't drum roll him.
Sorry, I shouldn't encourage these things. We now have an idea of the motive for this week's shooting at a medical center in Atlanta. Police say Deion Patterson opened fire in a medical center waiting room because he was upset about not receiving medication. Patterson charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault in that case. One man has died, several other people hurt after a magnitude 6.5 earthquake in Japan. The epicenter of that quake hit Friday afternoon local time near the city of Suzu, and that's northwest of Tokyo by about 185 miles. And a Louisiana high school student now has $10 million in scholarship offers. He says he plans to announce which college he'll be attending today. International High School of New Orleans said yesterday 16-year-old senior Dennis Barnes apparently has been receiving scholarship offers from he's got offers from 188 different colleges and universities, which is more than any other college-bound senior in the nation's history.
Can I be a contrarian on this topic?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always am. I'm not a fan of the people who are the super high achievers and then they go out and send out. I mean, think about that. 100 and what'd you say? 30?
188.
180. And an application these days is what? 100? 200? I don't know. It's been a long time since I applied to college, but let's say it's a measly $100 a piece. That's $20,000 you're spending to apply for colleges and take 179 spots away from other people, right? Because he's getting in, or she, I don't remember the
right.
story, is getting in when other people are not getting in. So, yeah.
Well, do you think he's having to pay for the application?
Well, you always
fees?
Pay for applications. You always have to pay for the application. So this is pure vanity. This is pure. And once you get past about five schools, it's vanity, in my opinion. There you go. I brought down the
Don't
rim.
Don't say congratulations or anything. I know.
Look,
hey,
the kid is spectacular.
You're throwing dirt at a wall. Something's going to stick. The good kid on is, you, smart kid.
The kid's spectacular. No doubt about it. I'm just not. Every year these stories come out, and every year I have the same like, So, all right, David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
There was a big drug bust at an area hotel room. We'll tell you all about it right after this update from Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A serial stabbing suspect is arrested in Davis, California. A 21-year-old former UC Davis student, Carlos Rialis Dominguez, is accused of stabbing three people, killing two.
On April 25th, he, quote, was separated for academic reasons. The first stabbing victim was discovered April 27th. Video shows officers questioning Dominguez Wednesday, just a block from one of the stabbing scenes. A large knife was found in his backpack. Police said multiple people called in tips. One of the callers even followed the suspect and led police right to him.
KTVU Fox 2's Alyssa Harrington. The new job numbers come out this morning.
April's jobs report will shed more insight into the impact that higher interest rates are having on a tight labor market. Economists are predicting that employers added 180,000 jobs last month, the lowest since December of 2020.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. Right now, 69 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says they recovered a lot of drugs and made three arrests at a hotel room yesterday. Deputies say 45-year-old Marcus Williams, 26-year-old Whitney Bailey, and 32-year-old Colton Sims are all behind bars and facing numerous drug charges. The Sheriff's Office Narcotics Unit says they conducted a search warrant at a hotel room on Barrancas Avenue where they found 320 grams of fentanyl, 31 grams of meth, and 339 grams of crack cocaine. They say they also recovered marijuana and a stolen firearm, and investigators say Williams was out on bond for narcotics trafficking charges after the Operation Blue Christmas drug sweep a few months back. On the final day of Florida's legislative session, the House and Senate are expected to pass a $117 billion budget. The spending package includes $1.3 billion in tax breaks, including an expansion of popular shopping sales tax holidays and permanent tax exemptions for baby and toddler items and oral hygiene products.
Now we're in a situation where we still have a large surplus, not as large as last year because we're doing massive tax cuts and we're doing a lot of infrastructure to accelerate things that we need, which I think is smart.
And Governor DeSantis says he does not anticipate being as busy vetoing things as he was last year when he slashed $3.3 billion. He says that helped generate the largest budget surplus in state history. The Roger Scott Tennis Center getting ready to host the Pensacola Futures Championship. The tournament scheduled for the week of May 15th, part of the 2023 USTA Pro Men's 25K circuit. According to Pensacola Sports, the tournament will welcome the highest ranked players that we've ever had in our area. They'll be coming from all over the world to compete. The tournament also will include Justin Lyons, a Catholic High senior who was able to qualify. Congressman Matt Gaetz says too many states maintain the duty to retreat if one is attacked in their if one is attacked outside of their home, and he says it's time to change that.
Why should the home be different than the public park or the beach or even the grocery store? If a reasonable person would believe someone is about to kill or violently beat or rape them, the victim should be able to respond with lethal force.
And Gaetz made those comments back in 2021. This week, he's filed a national Stand Your Ground Act, which he says would codify Florida's Stand Your Ground law at the federal level. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen filed a companion bill in the other chamber. Governor DeSantis says the Gulf of Mexico's red snapper season is going to be a bit longer this year.
The recreational season will be the longest ever since the state has undertaken management, and it will total 70 days, so that's 2 weeks longer than last year's total.
And he was speaking in Panama City yesterday. DeSantis says there will be a summer season from June 16th to July 31st. There will also be a fall season, and that will run every Friday through Sunday each weekend during October and November. And the governor says it'll be the longest red snapper season in state waters since Florida took over managing the fishery from the federal government. A lot of people excited about that one. It's 6:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Not showing a lot right now. Again, watch for visibility issues in Milton. That's I-10 westbound between mile marker 20, 21, 22. Of course, as they still work to get that brush fire underway. And I'm not showing an accident, but I am showing where it's slow. This is, of course, east and eastbound in the Navarre Causeway on Highway 98, just before you hit Windhaven. Caution there, and wherever you are, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a nice morning, but a rain chance moves in as we go into the afternoon and evening hours. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 79. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. 30% chance of rain for your Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 66. We're going to have a rain chance drop a little bit for Sunday with a 20% chance of showers, high near 82. Sunday night, temperatures drop near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 69 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
With your money now, Adidas is looking at options for leftover Yeezy gear, but continues to expect a major operating loss this year if it writes off the sneakers, as it reported first quarter sales that were a little better than expected. DoorDash sales surged in the latest quarter as consumers continued to rely on online deliveries for food and household items. The food delivery company's revenue soared 40% to $2.04 billion in the first quarter, which was better than expected, and DoorDash shares are up 4% at pre-market trading. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, who campaigned for children's health and fitness during her time in the White House, is co-founding a company selling food and drinks intended to be healthier for kids than what's typically on store shelves. The new company, Plezi Nutrition, is an outgrowth of Obama's White House efforts fighting childhood obesity and improving children's health. Her Let's Move campaign focused on promoting exercise and healthy eating. That's your money now.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now on the last day, fingers crossed, we hope, of session, we have Alex Andrade. He is our state representative for District 2, which is the southern third or so of Escambia County and all the beachfront areas in the southern portion of Santa Rosa County. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. And this better be the last day of session. We got nothing else to do.
So it's going to be sine die today. It's going to be the end of everything in budget. You know, you had that cooling off period, so we're getting ready to sign off on the budget. There's a lot. I was kind of surprised when I was looking through the budget list the other day for all of the local spends that are in the budget. But the one that you and I have talked about this briefly before, but I want to give you a chance to mention again because it was your project to get this into the language. Tell us about the Skanska money.
So long as the governor doesn't veto this language, what it says is that $6 million is being held by DOT that has yet to be paid to Skanska on the construction of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, should go to projects that have not been funded in the Escambia or Santa Rosa work program through DOT. So what that means is there's a pot of money still that hasn't been paid to Skanska. Skanska and DOT kind of agree that there's an amount of that money that DOT will keep in liquidated damages. And I just figured before all of that goes, so long as both parties recognize it and didn't fight it, we should just use that money now and put it to a good use. So it's in the budget. And while you mentioned something about credit, like literally nothing I can get done without coordinating with Senator Broxton. And I'm just excited that it got in the budget. So we got hopefully $6 million in additional work program projects coming to Escambia and Santa Rosa County this year.
Absolutely. And I so agree with you that it wouldn't have happened without Senator Broxton. It's kind of nice to have a guy from the Panhandle chairing the Appropriations Committee in the Senate. You know, that works out okay for us. It's reflected in the budget, I think. You've got lots of things on here. And again, like you said, pending that the government that the governor doesn't veto them, but you know, things like there's a bunch of almost $2 million going to the town of Century for various things. You've got the Santa Rosa County Agriplex for $500,000. You've got the Milton Lachlan Lake restoration for $500,000. The Riverwalk's getting $1 million. The community center is getting $500,000. The Gulf Breeze shared use overpass, that now this got vetoed in Escambia on Nine Mile last year, but the $2.5 million for the Gulf Breeze overpass is in the, so there's just a lot of stuff in there, including the Veterans Memorial Park restrooms and the spot shotter for the Escambia County Sheriff in the city of Pensacola, right?
Yeah, and also money for the Palafox Market permanent bathrooms as well for downtown Pensacola. So, no, it's a really long list. I think in my budget file alone, the projects that I was kind of tasked with coming up with was about $706 million statewide, like for all projects in my infrastructure silo. And you know, I had to present the $20 billion budget yesterday. But I think not just projects, just overall, what we've been able to do for you know, in our budget for Northwest Florida this year is gonna be really impactful for years to come.
No, it's a lot of, and again, every year I kind of look at the budget to see what we're getting locally, and I will say this, the number of line items has been increasing, and it is bigger this year from my recollection than I've ever seen in the past, which is, you know, nice to see a little bit of that finally. You guys also, this week you passed the higher education bill. That was your bill, House Bill 999. I think Erin Grawl on the Senate side had her version. You guys took that one up, right?
Yep, that's what we did. I got to quote Chappie James in the House floor, and remind folks that you know, there's no flirting. It's a second class citizen, and we shouldn't be, you know, telling some kids that somehow they are. And so I was proud to send that to the governor's desk, and I look forward to him signing it and then becoming law. Passed the Kratom Consumer Protection Bill last week. Senator Joe Gruters and I bounced it back and forth, and he ultimately accepted what I'd asked to be the language, and that's going to the governor. And then 2 weeks ago, we also passed the bill about attorney advertising that I'd been working on. So I got a couple bills with my direct name on it, and we got alimony passed again. And I've been so busy with the budget issues this week, I'm gonna have to go back and do a full assessment on what policy actually got done this year that like I personally aggressively cared about. But it's been a whirlwind 60 days for sure.
And also the bills passed that ban the bathroom use by not your birth sex, and also the bill that would prohibit minors from getting trans hormones or surgery until they're adults. That's a bill that's, I think these are still pending signature, but we also definitely expect those to be signed. So a lot of stuff has been going on in the final week or two of the legislative session. We're talking to Alex Andrade. Alex, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
We're not showing they say watch out for it, certainly, but visibility issues with I-10 westbound near Monmarker 21 and 22 as they work to control that brush fire. Somebody said that there wasn't any visibility issues right now, a little fog, though. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed just south of Coppell Drive, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project, and slow eastbound on Highway 98 between the Navarre Causeway and Winhaven. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Representative Alex Andrade. One of the ones that it kind of surprised me, honestly, I mean, maybe it doesn't, but it does a little bit. The putting cameras on the school buses whenever the arm is out and the red lights are on and the stop sign, is there to prevent people from passing or to catch them in the act of passing. This seems like such a wildly dangerous thing that I was kind of surprised that vote didn't go through unanimously. Do you know what was the reasoning of the Republicans, some of whom who voted against this?
Yeah, so, again, we passed so many bills, and it goes so quickly, and I haven't talked to anybody who voted against it. While I voted for it, there are some folks who compare this directly with red light cameras, and because there is that heavy opposition, especially from more conservative libertarian folks against the red light cameras, if you don't fully think through that policy, you'd vote down, and I wouldn't blame you. The difference, in my opinion, between red light cameras and that is, one, where the money goes. It's not an incentive to increase violations or collections. And two, what does the camera incentivize people to do? Red light cameras incentivize people to sometimes rush through a light even faster or hard stop and end up in an accident, getting rear-ended. This camera just incentivizes people not to pass school buses, there's a difference for that because, right now it's an aggressive driving maneuver to get around those school buses. Once you're stopped, you shouldn't try and go around them. There's those differences, but I can understand why folks, if they haven't had a chance to fully review the bill, would vote down on it.
And yeah, it can definitely, I can see how it could feel like that, even if it is, as you say, fairly substantially different. Last thing I want to ask you, Alex, just because it's the last day of session, and I wanted to give you a chance to comment about this. I saw a kind of an interesting post yesterday. It was actually your colleague, Michelle Salzman, state representative for District 1, dressed up as, I don't think she dressed as Darth Vader, but she happened to be wearing black on Star Wars Day with a red lightsaber. And Anna Eskamani, one of the most liberal of the liberals in the House, was dressed almost sort of as Princess Leia in a white, pantsuit with a blue lightsaber, and they posed for a picture. And what I thought was it was so great to see, a really R and a really D hanging out together in a photo and having fun. And that's always kind of been my perception is that, Matt Gaetz has always said this about his time in Tallahassee, that unlike Washington, D.C., though there's often, lots of barbs and arguments and sharp tongues, that there's also an awful lot of collegiality sitting next to each other in committees, eating lunch together, being on softball teams and things like that together. What's your experience of Tallahassee? Is it that highly collegial or is it something? I'm just curious your take on that now that you've been there, 4 years or whatever, 5 years?
This is my fifth session. I think, if you look at the bills that I've called up in my own committee, I've never prevented a Democrat from preventing legislation, right? One of the proudest bills I got to help support and actually provide funding for was a bill by the Democrat leader, Francis Driscoll, who's trying to protect historically black cemeteries in Florida.
Yeah.
And I told her, I think, one of the things that make us human is how we treat our dead. And for her to be working on something as important as you know, these cemeteries during a time when we were acting less than human, we saw other people as less than human as something so important to preserve for history. I mean, we do this all the time. You know, there are some Democrats who don't view me as human. Like I can name two who've been who've kind of fallen off the reservation. But the vast majority of us get along. The vast majority of us see each other as human beings. And while we disagree on policy, we can still, you know, work together to do what's right for Florida. You know, but when you carry tough legislation like I do, sometimes it's easier for people to dehumanize you.
And I will say this, I was very enheartened by comments both from Anna Eskamani on the House side and from Jason Pizzo on the Senate side yesterday that the budget, both of them were like, yeah, this is a good budget. We'll sign this. You know, like that's such a, you know, whenever you see that kind of cooperation at any level, I always cherish that in a, you know, political environment that is often divided. And certainly here in Florida, we see that as well. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's good to see and it's good to hear that a lot of that is still true in Tallahassee. Well, Alex, as always, thank you for joining us every Friday during session. Thanks for being there. You are always super responsive to me when I have questions or want to know more information about something. So I appreciate that. And I'm glad for you to be able to come home and spend more time with your new baby.
Thanks, Angie.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. There is a storm over southern Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana right now coming our way this afternoon. I'm just saying I wouldn't plan a picnic at 4 o'clock, okay? That's how you want to prepare for this thing.
What am I supposed to do about my 4 o'clock picnic?
I'm sorry. You just take it indoors, you know? When the thunder roars, go indoors, right? That's what Dave Greenwood always teaches us, so, you know? If you're thinking about building, rebuilding, remodeling, Pensacola Hardware, great place to get your supplies. Also a great place to get your advice. I mean, they have all the stuff. I mean, they have all the stuff. Like, all the stuff. I tell you what, go down there one time and just say, hey, Andrew always talks about this back room. Can I go peek in the back room? And they'll be like, yeah, sure. And then you'll be like, oh, they have all the stuff. But they also have all the advice, meaning that they know how to use it. They know what the codes are if you're installing something that's related to code. And they can tell you how to do it properly. They can tell you, maybe don't do it that way. You know, here's a better way to do it. They are the genuine experts. When you want to go to a hardware store where they're the experts, that's Pensacola Hardware. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Hot Glass Cold Brew is Friday night at the First City Arts Center. Get an artisan glass and fill it with craft beers. Enjoy live music and glass blowing demonstrations benefiting FCAC's gallery, 10,060 artists. More at firstcityart.org. Pensacola Parks and Rec present the inaugural Spring Arts and Crafts Show, Saturday at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center. More at visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
My
average for a gallon of gas, 356. Florida is 358. And Mississippi is 304. California is the worst at 483. If you're in Navarre, 315 east, 314 west of the Walmarts, 313 at the Murphy across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge in Tiger Point, 327 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze, 309 at the Safco in Milton, 309 at the Pea Ridge Murphy. Those prices continue to decline just a little bit. 324 if you wait till the raceway in Pace. In 9 Mile and 297 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market there. 299 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, 313 is your best price at the Navy Boulevard Murphy. Let's see. Let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives. Candy?
And watching visibility issues. They say they're not seeing smoke, but possible fog. This is I-10 westbound. Of course, they're still working to get that brush fire under control in Milton. But mile marker 2122, you may have some visibility issues. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre closed south of Coppell Drive as part of the drainage improvement project. And again, slow eastbound on Highway 98. This is between the Causeway and Wynn Haven right now. If you have traffic tips or you see an accident, pass it on. 437-1620. You can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. Now David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is expected to nominate Air Force General Charles Brown Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Brown currently is the Air Force Chief of Staff. If he's nominated and confirmed, he would be the second black officer to serve as the Joint Chiefs chairman. Former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper will sit for House subcommittee interviews later this month. The panel is investigating alleged weaponization of the federal government. They'll be questioning Brennan and Clapper about a letter signed by former intelligence officials claiming that Hunter Biden's laptop had the earmarks of a Russian information campaign. And millions of taxpayers are going to be sharing a $141 million TurboTax settlement. New York Attorney General Letitia James said Thursday that TurboTax owner Intuit had charged people for services that should have been free. The settlement will cover 4.4 million military members and also low-income taxpayers for 2016 through 2018 tax years. They'll be, if they qualify, they'll be getting an email from the settlement fund administrator and get a check automatically.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate it. And so my own thoughts on, you know, Jim Clapper can say anything that he wants in testimony, but I remember him lying to Senator Wyden's face about the NSA metadata program. And so for my money, I don't care what you say, because I know you have a proven record of lying to the face of Congress in, you know, sworn testimony. So I'm going to pass on caring. 658 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Future news.
It's time for future news, and we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, the governor. Is the governor going to sign off on, or is he going to veto any of the local spends in this big laundry list of things of money that's coming here?
No, dude, he's going to be like Santa Claus. The Santa's
no,
Claus.
No, he always vetoes stuff. He always vetoes stuff.
Then why do you ask?
If I had to predict out of the whole list, frankly, I would predict the Highway 98 overpass in Gulf Breeze. Only because I know he vetoed last year the overpass on 9 Mile.
I don't know. I think he's going to deliver it with a big red bow.
Yeah. He always vetoes stuff. Will they get the budget done today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else are they going to do? You know, figure out vacation rentals?
This is the last day.
5 years from now, the indoor sports facility in Warehouse 4, first of all, will the deal actually manifest? Like,
yes.
They've agreed to it. Will it actually come to pass?
Yes.
Will it? I agree, yes. 5 years from now, are we going to be patting our backs or kicking ourselves?
Patting our backs. Can't you see it? Pensacola at the port. Pensacon.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I've got concerns. But, yeah, I mildly support the project.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.